May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, good evening. I tell you, I was a little sleepy, and then those lights went on. So you want someone preaching who's sleepy. But in the gospel story that I just read from Matthew, it's early in the morning, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are grieving. They go out to visit the tomb where this man that they loved and followed was laid to rest. An earthquake shook the ground, and an angel of the Lord appeared and rolled the stone away from the tomb and sat on it. The guards tremble and are like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said." Jesus Christ is risen, as he said. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And do you know what this means? Do you know what it means for you and for all people everywhere? This is a love story. Tonight, we remember God's goodness towards us. He is the one, he is the only one that has a perfect track record of goodness and faithfulness. Since the Garden of Eden, where sin originated, to the various trespasses of Israel, its disobedience and forgetfulness, and all the way through history, there has always been a plan of redemption. This first Easter morning, these two female disciples are the earliest ones to know God's rescue plan has reached a climax. Hold on to that for a sec. Aside, my best friend has lymphoma, a blood cancer. And she's had extensive treatment, and it started to take a toll on her body. She was having trouble keeping food down, and the doctor had to suspend her cancer treatment about 4 months ago. In March, she went in to have her blood tested, and it's always scary waiting for results. Amazingly, the results were very good, even better than when she had the treatment. The absolute best news came when the oncologist told her, "It looks like your body's own antibodies are fighting this cancer. They've kicked in." When Bobby shared this news with me, my reaction was to hug her and then start bawling. You get it, right? I mean, tears of joy and gratitude, tears of thankfulness for answered prayers, tears of great relief. When I talked to Bobby on Good Friday, she received results from a more recent blood test. And guess what? They were just as good. She never dreamed this would happen, but she knows many people have been praying for her, and she felt it was a miracle. And on Friday morning, we were both crying on the phone again. But tears flow when you become aware of the depth of God's love. Continuing in our story from Matthew in verse 7, the angel directs the two women, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him." The women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. But as if seeing an angel wasn't enough, now they see Jesus himself. As he greets them, they take hold of his feet and worship him. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary probably wanted to keep a hold of Jesus forever. And if I know anything about women, they were probably worshiping with tears. As the women continued to hold his feet, Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now remember, it wasn't just Judas that betrayed Jesus. Jesus told the disciples what would happen, and it happened just as he said. Quoting from Mark 8, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Even with this foreknowledge, Peter denied Jesus, and the other disciples abandoned him for fear of what might happen to them. Yet here is Jesus calling his disciples brothers. And the love story and the rescue plan moves forward. Jesus will forgive and restore Peter and the other disciples. Let me ask you again. Do you know what Jesus' resurrection from the dead means? It means forgiveness, restoration, healing, and a beautiful eternal life in the presence of the Lord. Oh, excuse me. Jesus opened the way for us to have our sins forgiven and to be reconciled to God, the Father. Jesus was the only innocent person who ever lived. He took upon himself the sins of the world when he hung on the cross in excruciating pain. He descended to the dead. He took on the sins of Adam and Eve, Samson, Rahab, Judas, Peter, Saul, St. Augustine, me, you. Jesus traded his sinless life for our sin-filled life. This is love. We've just gone from darkness to light, the light of the resurrection. And that light brings forgiveness, restoration, healing, and a beautiful eternal life in the presence of God. This is the promise for all who are called by his name and believe in him. What can we say to Jesus tonight? Are there words sufficient to thank him for his loving sacrifice? No, I can't. There aren't. And are there words sufficient to thank God the Father for his rescue plan? The plan that has the power to save all who believe from sin and death? No. But I hope the Lord accepts my gratitude, my tears. I can spread the good news. For those who are baptized, we have an opportunity to renew our baptismal vows in a few moments. This is also an invitation to anyone who would like to join the family of God. You may profess your belief in Jesus as God's resurrected Son and welcome him into your life. We have been brought from darkness into light. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah.